Let's pray and then we will get started. Vamos a orar y empezamos. Father God, what a great day that you have given us today. And God, we just pray that through the study of your word this morning, you would open up our hearts and our minds and that we would be attentive to you and we'd submit ourselves to you and your truth this morning. And God, we would conform our lives to the revelation that you give in your word. And God, I pray that as we study how you have revealed yourself through your covenant, that God, you would give us understanding and knowledge on how to apply this. And God, I pray for Brother AJ this morning as he teaches, and God, I just pray that you'd use him and you'd speak through him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. So this morning we've got one more type that I wanted to look at for the Mosaic Covenant.
Esta mañana tenemos un tipo más del Pacto de Moisés que quería ver.
As you've probably noticed, a lot of the typology of the Mosaic Covenant deals with the priesthood of Christ.
Y como has notado, mucho de la tipología en el Antiguo Testamento habla de la sacerdocia de Cristo.
It has to do with the worship of God's people.
Tiene que ver la adoración de la pueblo del Señor.
And remember, this is where covenant theology helps us to grasp the whole of Scripture.
Recuerdas, eso es donde la teología de pacto nos ayuda a tomar en cuenta todo el concepto de Escritura.
So the Abrahamic covenant establishes the people and the land.
El pacto de Abraham establece el pueblo y tierra.
And then the Mosaic covenant again conditions the promises of the people in the land.
Y el pacto con Moisés da condiciones del pueblo y la tierra.
Conditions it with the law.
Lo condiciona con la ley.
But it gives us in the types how the blessing is secured through the covenant.
Pero nos da en los tipos como la bendición está asegurado.
And the blessing, again, just to emphasize the blessing.
Y la bendición de nuevo, solo para enfatizar la bendición.
The blessing is God's presence.
La bendición es la presencia del Señor.
That's a simple thing to say.
Eso es algo simple para decir.
But it is a grand concept.
Pero es un concepto grande.
It is the concept of the Bible.
Es el concepto de la Biblia.
The central doctrine of the gospel being redemption.
La doctrina central de Evangelio siendo redención.
Is rich in the Mosaic covenant.
Es rico en el pacto de Moisés.
And because of redemption, we have this priest that offers this ultimate sacrifice.
Y por redención tenemos un sacerdote que hace este sacrificio último.
And so as we look at this last type, turn to Exodus 28.
Entonces, mientras vemos este último tipo, vayan conmigo a Éxodo 28.
Because reading in the two languages takes so much time, we're not going to read through the whole passage.
Leyendo en dos idiomas se toma mucho tiempo, no vamos a leer todo el pasaje.
But this is the garment for the priest that's going to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Pero esta es la vestidura del sacerdote que va a entrar en el lugar santísimo.
This is the garment for the high priest.
Esta es la vestidura del sumo sacerdote.
This was the garment that they were told to make for Aaron
esta
and his family.
Esta es la vestidura que dijeron hacer por Aarón y su familia.
Verse 2 of Exodus 28, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty.
Éxodo 28, versículo 2, y harás vestiduras sagradas a Aarón tu hermano para honrar y hermosura.
Now as we look at this, we could go to New Testament passages where we see Christ seen in white linen garment.
Mientras vemos esto, podemos ir a pasajes del Nuevo Testamento donde vemos Cristo vestidos de vestiduras blancos.
Just about every vision anyone has of Christ in his glory.
Casi todas las visiones que alguien tiene de Cristo y su gloria.
We're not given details of this, but we see him in that white linen garment. That's priestly.
No nos da detalles de esto, pero vemos esto en su vestidura blanca. Este es una sacerdocia.
And a priest is needed because there is a covenant.
Y un sacerdote es necesario porque hay un pacto.
There has to be a mediator of that covenant.
Tiene que tener un mediador de ese pacto.
And the mediator of the Mosaic covenant were the priests.
Y el mediador del pacto de Moisés eran los sacerdotes.
What we talked about last week about the worship, entering into that presence of God.
Lo que hablamos la semana pasada de esa adoración entrando en la presencia de Dios.
But we have Christ who has entered into that place.
Pero tenemos Cristo que ha entrado en ese lugar.
And we enter into that place in Christ.
Y nosotros entramos en ese lugar en Cristo.
As Hebrews says, we have passed through the veil, that is to say his flesh.
Como dice Hebreos, hemos pasado el velo, este es en su carne.
And we see that the blessing of God's presence.
Y vemos la bendición de la promesa de la presencia de Dios.
And we didn't look at this typology.
No vimos esta tipología.
Brother Edwin mentioned it in his sermon last week.
Hermano Edwin lo mencionó en su sermón la semana pasada.
That God tabernacles with his people.
Que Dios hace tabernáculo con su pueblo.
That's a type that we didn't even look at.
Ese es un tipo que ni vemos.
And so here we have the priestly garment.
Entonces aquí vemos la vestidura del sacerdote.
Now let me just ask you, what is Christ clothed in?
Solo déjame preguntarte, ¿de qué está vestido Cristo?
Just the idea, what is Christ clothed in?
Solo la idea, ¿qué es Cristo vestido de qué?
Say it louder.
Justicia.
Miss Rachel said it. Righteousness.
Dijo Miss Raquel, justicia.
Christ is clothed in righteousness.
Cristo está vestido de justicia.
And as we see in Psalm 45 in Hebrews chapter 1, that his scepter is a scepter of righteousness.
Y vemos en Salmos 45 y Hebreos capítulo 1, su scepter es un scepter de justicia.
And I wanted to mention this last week as we see this worship of the tabernacle furnishings.
Y quería mencionar esta semana pasada mientras vemos los muebles del tabernáculo.
We emphasized that the people could go no further than the altar.
Hicimos un énfasis que la gente no podía ir más allá que el altar.
The first piece of furnishing, they entered into the courtyard of the tabernacle. They couldn't even get near the tabernacle. They stopped at the altar.
El primer mueble, ni podían pasar para llegar al tabernáculo. Ellos estaban detenidos en el altar.
But because of Christ, we're able to enter in. What does that make us?
Pero por Cristo, nosotros podemos entrar adentro. ¿Qué nos hace?
What would that make us? I mean, who would we have to be to enter?
¿Quién tenemos que ser para entrar?
We have to be righteous.
Tenemos que ser justos.
And we have to be a priest.
Y tenemos que ser sacerdotes.
And the book of Revelation says that he has made us kings and priests unto our God.
Y el libro de Apocalipsis dice que él nos ha hecho reyes y sacerdotes a nuestro Dios.
The new covenant, the covenant of grace,
el nuevo pacto, el pacto de gracia,
accomplishes what the old covenants could only point to.
Cumplió lo que los antiguos pactos solo podían apuntar.
But notice in the clothing as we read through this.
Pero tomas nota en el vestidura mientras leemos esto.
And think of Christ as our high priest.
Y piensa de Cristo, nuestro sumo sacerdote.
And there's three things in this chapter that I really want to focus on.
Y hay tres cosas en este capítulo que quiero enfocarnos.
But as we read through these things of the garments that Aaron would wear, think of Christ our high priest.
Pero leyendo estas cosas de vestidura que pondrá Aarón, piensa de Cristo, nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Okay, so in verse 6.
En versículo 6.
And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work.
Y harán el ephod de oro, azul, púrpura, carmesí, y lino torcido de obra primorosa. Lo siento, hay muchas palabras que no utilizamos mucho.
So this ephod is part of the garment, and what is an ephod is a difficult
question. Este ephod es parte de vestidura, y lo que es un ephod es bien difícil a determinar.
There's not a lot of clarity about what an ephod is.
No hay mucha claridad de qué es un ephod.
And I'm not going to try to answer that, Pastor Jonathan. If you,
yo no voy a tratar a contestar esta, me pasa a mí. The clearest definition I've ever had, the definición más claro que he tenido, is it's like a cape, it's como una capa, and it has a brooch here, y tiene un broche aquí. That's the only description that we've had in other places of an ephod. Esa es la única descripción que tenemos en otros lugares como un ephod. So if you study history, si estudias historia, and someone outside the Bible describes an ephod, y alguien afuera de la Biblia describe un ephod, The clearest definition, the definition más claro, is like a covering, como un cubierto, like a cape, como una capa. with a brooch here, con un broche aquí.
And if you read this description of an ephod, you'll see clearly it's something around the upper body.
Y si lees esta definición de un ephod, claramente es algo arriba de los hombros.
And we're given real details about the shoulder pieces.
Y estamos dados detalles definidos de los piezas en los hombros.
And an ephod is obviously something that they wore.
Y un ephod es algo que ellos pusieron.
But in particular, look at verse 9.
Pero en particular, ves versículo 9.
And thou shalt take two onyx stones and grave on them the names of the children of Israel.
Y tomarás dos piedras de onice y grabarás en ellos los nombres de los hijos de Israel.
And so these onyx stones, they would place six names of six tribes on one onyx stone, six tribes on the other stone, and they would place them on the shoulder pieces.
Esas piedras de onyx tomaron uno a cada hombro, y en cada hombro pusieron seis nombres de los tribus de Israel y seis nombres de los otros tribus de Israel.
So look at verse 12.
Mira versículo 12.
And this gives us the reason for these onyx stones.
Y este nos da razón por los piedras de onyx.
And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel.
Y pondrás las dos piedras sobre las hombreras del ephod para piedras memorias a los hijos de Israel.
So these stones were given so Israel could look at the high priest and see the stones there and know that their names were written on the stones.
Esas piedras estaban dados a los sacerdotes para que los hijos de Israel puedan mirar esas piedras y reconocer que sus nombres están escritos ahí.
Look at the last part of verse 12.
Mira la última parte del versículo 12.
And Aaron shall bear the names before the Lord unto his two shoulder upon his two shoulders for a memorial.
Y Aarón llevará los nombres de ellos delante de Jehová sobre los dos hombros por memorial.
So Aaron goes into the Holy of Holies.
Aarón pasa al lugar santísimo.
And he bears the name of the covenant people of God, the 12 tribes of Israel representing the covenant people of God.
Y él lleva los 12 tribus de Israel, los 12 pueblos del Señor, en frente de Dios.
To remember.
Para recordar.
As a memorial.
Como memorial.
That the full covenant people of God.
Que la gente completa del pacto de Dios.
That he bears them upon his shoulders.
Que él lo carga en sus hombros.
Now what do you see about Christ?
¿Qué ves en Cristo?
What do you put on your shoulders?
¿Qué pones en tus hombros?
A weight?
¿Un peso?
It's where you bear something.
¿Es donde cargas algo?
You bear the load upon the shoulders.
¿Cargas el peso sobre los hombros?
You carry the burden.
¿Cargas la carga?
Look at the beauty of this.
Mira la hermosidad de esta.
That Christ is our high priest.
Que Cristo es nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Has borne our burden.
Ha cargado nuestra carga.
And he remembers his people.
Y él recuerda su pueblo.
So much we could go to here.
Hay mucho que podemos hacer
aquí. As Christ bore the sins of his people.
Cristo cargó los pecados de su pueblo.
Isaiah 53.
Isaías 53.
But New Testament passages.
Pasajes del Nuevo Testamento.
That he goes to lay down his life for his sheep.
Él va a dar su vida por sus ovejas.
For all that the Father has given him.
Por todo lo que el Padre le ha dado a él.
All 12 tribes,
los
so to speak.
Los 12 tribus de Israel.
As Revelation would call them, the 144,000.
Como Apocalipsis le dice, los 144,000.
That Christ goes before God the Father.
Que Cristo va ante Dios el Padre.
Bearing the burden of his people.
Cargando la carga de su pueblo.
That's one.
Eso es uno. I'm going to say something. Quiero decir algo aquí. I want you to think about this. Solo quiero pienses así. And maybe I'm jumping ahead. Tal vez estoy adelantando. So here you have the priest going and standing before the Holy of Holies. Aquí tienes el sacerdote que vaya y parar en frente del lugar santísimo. And these stones, y esas piedras. So that the nation can look in. Para que la nación pueda mirar adentro. In Revelation, we have this beautiful picture. In Apocalypse, tenemos esta pintura grandiosa. Christ seated on the throne. Cristo sentado en el trono. And 24 thrones before him. Y 24 tronos en frente de él. So here you have 12 names written on the stones. Aquí tienes 12 nombres escritos en los piedras and a physical priest going. Y un sacerdote físico va. But he's standing. Pero él está parado. But here Christ, our high priest, is seated. Pero aquí Cristo, nuestro sumo sacerdote, está sentado. And he doesn't just have six names. He no solo tiene seis nombres. He has 24. Tiene 24. Showing the fullness of the covenant of grace. Mostrando la completo el pacto de gracia. And they're all seated on thrones. Y todos están sentados en tronos. And so you just see how one points to a greater. Y solo ves como uno apunta a uno mayor. So this man standing, este hombre es parado, one representing six, uno representando 12, uno representando 12, but Christ is seated, Cristo sentado, and he has caused them to be seated. Y él ha causado ellos a estar sentado. I think it's beautiful. Creo que es hermoso.
And that brings up something that I forgot to mention.
Eso saca algo que olvidé mencionar.
The colors of the ephod.
Los colores del ephod.
And these colors were used all throughout the tabernacle.
Y esos colores estaban usados en todo el tabernáculo.
You have the colors of blue.
Tienes azul.
Of scarlet.
De rojo.
And of purple.
De morada.
Now there is a lot to say about these colors.
Hay mucho por decir de estos colores.
Let's just suffice to say that these are royal colors.
Solo vamos a decir que estos son colores royales.
Now, I already mentioned he's made us kings and priests.
Ya mencioné que nos ha hecho sacerdotes y reyes.
We have royal colors.
Tenemos colores royales. No royales, ¿cómo es? Reales. Reales. Reales.
Pastor Jonathan mentioned the thrones.
Yo mencioné los tronos.
So this is a preview.
Eso es un prevista
of the Davidic covenant.
Del pacto de David.
We're not there yet.
No, y hemos llegado ahí todavía.
But we're going to see this aspect really brought to full light in the Davidic covenant.
Pero vamos a ver ese aspecto traído a la luz en el pacto de David.
And hopefully we'll intro that this morning.
Y espero que hacemos una introducción a esta mañana.
So we've seen priesthood here in the Mosaic Covenant. Entonces,
hemos visto sacerdocia aquí en el pacto con Moisés.
We'll see kingdom in the Davidic Covenant.
Vamos a ver el rey en el pacto de David.
But let's look at the second aspect of the priest's clothing.
Vamos a ver el segundo aspecto de ropa del sacerdote.
In verses 13 through 29, we're not going to read it all.
13 a 29, no vamos a leer todo.
But now we're looking at the breastplate of the high priest.
Pero ahora estamos viendo el...
And the breastplate, as you read through, you'll see it's going to be a four square, and there's going to be four rows of four stones placed in this gold breastplate.
Y vas a ver que está dividido en cuatro, y en cuatro filas de piedra.
Gives him details in verses 17 through 19 about what those stones will be.
Da detalle de 17 y 19 de qué será esas piedras.
Look at verse 21.
Mira versículo 21.
And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes.
Y las piedras serán según los nombres de los hijos de Israel, 12 según sus nombres.
And so this breastplate,
como grabaduras de sello, cada uno con su nombre serán según las 12 tribus.
And so he describes each of those 12 stones and he gives details about what each stone will be.
Él describe 12 de esas piedras y da descripción de qué serán los 12 piedras.
Again, representing the 12 tribes of Israel, the covenant people of God.
Representando los 12 tribus de Israel, otra vez el pueblo de pacto de Dios.
He explains how the breastplate will be fastened with these chains of gold.
Él explica cómo la coraza será abrochado con cadenas de oro.
And what we're particularly interested in.
Y lo que nos interesa particularmente.
Verse 29.
Versículo 29.
And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart. When he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually.
Y llevará, versículo 29, y llevará Aarón los nombres de los hijos de Israel en el pectoral del juicio sobre su corazón, cuando entre en el santuario por memorial delante de Jehová continuamente.
Now keep this in mind.
Tomas en mente esto.
The high priest went into the Holy of Holies once a year.
El sumo sacerdote entró en el lugar santísimo una vez al año.
And why did he go in there?
¿Y por qué se fue adentro?
For the sins of the people, right?
Por el pecado de pecados del pueblo.
It was on the day of atonement.
Era en el día de expiación.
So Aaron goes into the Holy of Holies and his descendants, well, until the chain was broke.
Aaron entró el lugar santísimo y su descendencia, bueno, antes que se rompió su cadena.
Because remember what's in the Holy of Holies.
Porque recuerdas que está dentro del lugar santísimo.
Was the Ark of the Covenant.
El arco del pacto.
That held the Ten Commandments.
Que tenía los diez mandamientos.
Which God gave and said, "This is my covenant, keep it."
Que Dios le dio y dijo, "Este es mi pacto, guárdalo."
The budding rod of Aaron and the bowl of manna.
El vara de Aarón y plato de manna.
Which represents life and deliverance of the covenant.
Que representa vida y libertad del pacto.
And represents the sustenance that God gives for the covenant people.
Representa la sustancia que Dios da al pacto, del pueblo, del pacto de Dios.
But this is the law of the covenant and they couldn't keep it.
Pero es la ley del pacto y no podían guardarlo.
And so every year blood had to be brought in.
Entonces cada año sangre tenía que ser traído.
And what was over the Ark of the Covenant?
Y que era arriba del Arca del Pacto.
Was the mercy seat?
Era el lugar santísimo.
Which represents the expiation or the propitiation, the wrath of God being deflected away from His people.
Que representa expiación, la ira de Dios desviado del pueblo del Señor.
And blood was sprinkled.
Y sangre fue derramada.
Representing the price that was paid so that God's wrath could be spilled out.
Representando el precio que fue pagado para que la ira de Dios pueda ser derramada.
This is the purpose he goes in there for.
Este es el propósito de lo cual entró el sacerdote.
And so the priest enters in into God's presence.
Entonces el sacerdote entra en la presencia del Dios.
Bearing the burden of God's covenant people on his shoulders.
Cargando la carga del pueblo del Señor en sus hombros.
And it's as though God sees this breastplate with these four stones.
Es como si Dios ve esa coraza con las cuatro piedras.
And what are those stones? They're not just rocks.
¿Qué son esas piedras? No solo son piedras.
What are they?
¿Qué son?
I'm looking for a word, a particular word.
Estoy buscando una palabra particular.
Representation.
Son representaciones.
But what word, I mean, what do we call emerald and sapphire? Precious stones.
Son joyas preciosos.
There's a lot here.
Hay mucho aquí.
But remember when we first started looking at the Mosaic Covenant.
Pero recuerdas cuando empezamos de ver el pacto de Moisés.
The conditions of the covenant.
Los condiciones del pacto.
The terms of the covenant.
Los términos del pacto.
That God said, "I want you to be a precious people unto me."
Que Dios dijo que quiero que sean un pueblo precioso a mí.
And so it's as though the presence of God looking upon the high priest coming to him to make atonement.
Es como la presencia de Dios viniendo a él para hacer expiación.
As a memorial unto God himself.
Como un memorial a Dios mismo.
That his people are precious.
Que su pueblo son preciosos.
Now this is beautiful.
Este es hermoso.
He comes in to make atonement because they're sinful.
Él vino para hacer expiación porque ellos son pecaminosos.
And he comes in wearing this thing that reminds God that his people are precious treasures unto him.
Y él venga para ofrecer a Dios porque su pueblo es precioso a él.
And that the high priest bears them upon his heart.
Y que el sumo sacerdote lo trae sobre su corazón.
He comes in with a heart for the people of God.
Él viene con un corazón por el pueblo del Señor.
Because they are precious.
Porque son preciosos.
We see Christ do that.
Vemos Cristo haciendo esto.
We have to wonder at times at this atonement that Christ made for us.
Tenemos que ser asombrados a veces de la expiación que Cristo hizo por nosotros.
It can't be about us.
No se trata solamente de nosotros.
Because we're not worthy.
Porque no somos dignos.
We're filthy.
Somos sucios.
So it has to be about Christ the Son honoring the Father.
Tiene que tratar Cristo el Hijo honrando al Padre.
And the Father being well pleased with his precious son who makes atonement.
Y el padre siendo agradecido con su hijo quien hace expiación.
But there's more to it.
Pero hay más de eso.
The glory of this work within the Godhead.
La gloria de esta obra entre la cabeza de Dios.
The glory of this. Remember, this is the eternal covenant, right?
Recuerdas, este es el pacto eterno.
This is the covenant of redemption.
Este es el pacto de redención.
That God would give His Son a people.
Que Dios da a su hijo un pueblo.
And His Son would pay the price for that people.
Y su hijo pagará el precio por su pueblo.
And He would turn wicked wretches.
Y él convierte los malos.
Into a precious treasure.
A un tesoro perfecto.
Into trophies
precioso.
Of His grace. I love to
en
use that trofeas
term. Trofeas de su gracia.
That we become unto God the thing that He puts on His shelf and He looks at it and marvels at Himself.
Que seamos la cosa que Dios pone en su repiso y Él maravilla a sí mismo.
So He loves us.
Él nos ama.
Because He receives glory from
porque
us.
Él nos recibe gloria de nosotros.
He sees in us a reflection of His own Son.
Él ve un reflejo de su propio hijo.
And our priest.
Y nuestro sacerdote.
Christ, our high priest.
Cristo, nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Bears us in His heart.
Nos lleva en su corazón.
Before the Father.
En frente del Padre.
Brother, last.
Be careful. You're still in my sermon.
Oh.
En cuidado, está robando mi sermón.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, movemos.
Next
seguimos,
point.
Adelante.
Next point.
Punto.
The rest of the chapter.
El resto del capítulo.
And I'm trying to make sure that we don't read too much here, because we don't need to read all of these. I just want to focus again on the purposes.
Solo quiero enfocar en los propósitos de esto.
Verse 36.
Versículo 36.
And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it like the engravings of a signet. Holiness to the Lord.
Y harás además una lámina de oro fino, y grabarás en ella como grabadora de sello, santidad a Jehová.
And so we have the ephod with the two stones on the shoulders.
Entonces tienes el ephod con los dos piedras en los hombros.
We have the breastplate with the 12 jewels.
Tienes el corazón con los 12 piedras.
And here we have finally the mitre upon the priest's head.
Y aquí tienes el lámina sobre la cabeza del sacerdote.
And a plate of pure gold.
Y una lámina de oro puro.
Engraved upon it is holiness to the Lord.
Y grabado ahí es santidad a Jehová.
And look at verse 38.
Y mira versículo 38.
And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. That Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall always be upon his forehead that they may be accepted before the Lord.
Y estará sobre la frente de Aarón, y llevará Aarón las faltas cometidas en todas las cosas santas que los hijos de Israel hubieran consagrado en todas sus santas ofrendas. Y sobre su frente estará continuamente para que obtengan gracia delante de Jehová.
Now this almost seems like a contradiction.
Ahora, esto suena como una contradicción.
May bear the iniquity of the holy things.
Que cargan la iniquidad de las cosas santas.
Always on the forehead.
Siempre en la frente.
Now, what do you think of something that's engraved on the forehead?
¿Qué piensas de algo grabado en la frente?
What happens in su cabeza?
¿Qué pasa en his head?
You're supposed to do that in English.
You say what happens in su cabeza. ¿Qué pasó en his head?
Good, tricky. What happens in your mind? I mean,
¿qué pasa en su mente?
Yes.
Está en frente de tu mente.
It's at the forefront of your mind.
Está enfrente de tu mente.
It's what you think upon.
Es lo que piensas.
It's what you dwell upon.
Es lo que estás pensando.
And it says holiness to the Lord.
Y dice santidad al Señor.
Sanctified unto the Lord.
Sanctificado al Señor.
So that as they bring shall hallow in all their holy gifts.
Como dice aquí, versículo 38. Sagrado en todas sus santas ofrendas.
So, we see Christ.
Vemos Cristo
as our high priest.
Como nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Holy to the Lord.
Santo al Señor.
representando the holy gifts of the people to God.
Los dones santos del pueblo del Señor.
Now remember the priestly work here.
Recuerdes la obra del sumo sacerdote aquí.
Because he's making an atonement for the iniquity of the people.
Porque está haciendo expiación por iniquidad del pueblo.
But what transforms when Christ, our high priest, goes before God on our behalf?
Pero qué se transforma de Cristo, nuestro sumo sacerdote, cuando él va en frente del Señor?
Now, this is beautiful.
Esto es hermoso.
As we come to worship the Lord this morning,
mientras nosotros venimos a adorar al Señor esta mañana,
are our prayers worthy of the God that we come to worship?
¿Nuestras oraciones son dignos del Dios que venimos a adorar?
No.
No.
Are the songs that we sing, are they worthy of the God that we sing to?
Las canciones que venimos que cantamos hoy son dignos del Dios que adoramos?
Now our pastor is a good preacher.
Nuestro pastor es buen predicador.
And he is passionate about God's word.
Es apasionado de la palabra de Dios.
And he exegetes the word properly.
Y él hace un buen exegesis de la palabra.
No offense, brother.
No, none taken.
Is his preaching worthy of the God that he preaches about?
Su predicación es digno del Dios de que predica.
Okay, I'm not going to belabor this idea.
No voy a tardar aquí.
We get the picture, right?
Tomamos en cuenta el foco,
what we come
¿no?
here to do,
lo que venimos a hacer,
is rubbish in the sight of God.
Es basura en la vista de Dios.
Apart from Christ.
Aparte de Cristo. Afuera de Cristo.
Christ takes our iniquity.
Cristo toma nuestra iniquidad.
Christ takes our filth.
Cristo toma nuestra suciedad.
Christ takes the rubbish that we come to bring him.
Cristo toma la basura que nosotros venimos a traerle.
And he makes it holy unto the Lord.
Y lo santifica al Señor.
This is always at the forefront of his mind.
Esto siempre está en la frente de su mente.
To make sure that the people that God has given him.
A cuidar que el pueblo que Dios ha dado a él.
That they come and they are acceptable to God.
Que ellos vienen son aceptables a Dios.
Whew. Wow. I don't know how you translate that.
Wow.
What is whoo in Spanish?
No sabe qué es whoo en español, pero es wow.
This is fantastic.
Esto es fantástico.
And it was a garment.
Y solo era una vestidura.
But it's a type of something.
Pero es un tipo de algo.
That's great.
Que es grande.
And magnificent.
Y magnífico.
So
I want to say something. Quiero decir algo. We heard last Sunday morning, escuchamos la semana pasada, en domingo de mañana, after Christ gives his sacrifice, después que Cristo hace su sacrificio, he then enters the holy place, el entra el lugar santísimo. And it says, he declares to the brothers, dice que él declara a los hermanos, the name of God, el nombre de Dios. And in the midst of the congregation, en medio de la congregación, he sings his praise, él canta su adoración. This is what that's a symbol of. This is lo que es un símbolo de esto, that Christ is the worship leader of the church. Que Cristo es el líder de alabanza de la iglesia.
Amen. And he takes it and he makes it worthy.
Él lo lleva y lo sanctifica.
You see how when we worship,
y lo ves cuando adoramos.
We worship in faith.
Adoramos en fe.
We pray in faith.
Oramos en fe.
We sing in faith.
Cantamos en fe.
We hear his word in faith.
Escuchamos su palabra en fe.
In utter dependence that Christ makes what we do here this morning acceptable to God.
Independencia que Cristo hace lo que hacemos aquí aceptable a Dios.
And don't ever forget that without Christ.
Y no olvides que sin Cristo.
Nothing we do is holy to the Lord.
Nada lo que hacemos es santo al Señor.
But we have a high priest.
Pero tenemos un sumo sacerdote.
Amen.
Amen.
So, let's wrap up the Mosaic Covenant here.
Vamos a terminar el pacto de Moisés aquí.
There's more, I mean, we...
Hay más, podemos...
The tabernacle.
Todo el tiempo aquí.
The whole idea of the tabernacle.
Toda la idea del tabernáculo.
The sacrifice, we didn't get into all the sacrifices.
No metemos en los sacrificios.
But I think we've covered the main idea.
Pero creo que hemos cubierto las ideas mayores.
So when you go back and you read these things,
cuando regreses y lees esas cosas,
when you read the building of the tabernacle,
cuando lees la construcción, edificación del tabernáculo,
everything that God commands here in the law,
todo lo que Dios manda aquí en la ley,
it's all a shadow.
Todo es una sombra
of something far greater.
De algo mucho mayor.
Any comments?
Unos comentarios o preguntas.
Questions.
Nadia? No one?
We did a good job.
Tenemos un buen trabajo. I have a question.
Oh.
Yo tengo una pregunta. If you can't answer, si no puedes contestar, it's okay. Está bien.
Pastor here to answer his
own. We can answer later. Podemos contestar después. I don't know the answer. Yo no sé la respuesta. So in our reading this week, in nuestra lectura esta semana, two times it happened, dos veces pasó. Saul asked, bring me the ephod so I can inquire of the Lord. Saul pidió ephod para preguntar al Señor. And David, in our reading this morning, y David en nuestra lectura esta mañana, bring me the ephod so I can inquire of the Lord. Traes el ephod para que pueda pedir al Señor. What was that? ¿Qué era esto? I mean, they weren't priests. No eran sacerdotes. Why did they have an ephod to inquire of the Lord? Porque tienen ephod para inquirir al Señor. If you don't know, it's okay. I can look it up.
I don't know. I think, and the ephod is what contained the Ummim and the Thummim, yes, which is what they used to inquire of the Lord. Right. These two stones, almost like rolling dice. The 28.
Eran dos piedras que ellos utilizaron para inquirir del Señor. Y en versículo 28, what?
Okay, it's in the breastplate. It's in the breastplate.
Está en la coraza.
So, I mean, it could be possible that all of this was part of, you know, it was contained in the breastplate.
Podría ser que todo estaba contenido ahí en el ephod. Do you think it was the same ephod? ¿Crees que era el mismo ephod?
That was made here.
¿Que era aquí?
I think all that stuff was kept in the tabernacle.
Yeah, creo que todo eso era guardado en el tabernáculo. I was wondering this week, yo me pensé esta semana, I wonder if there was another ephod for the king. Tal vez había otro ephod para el rey. I'll look it up and I'll tell you next week. Yo lo busco y les digo la siguiente semana. No.
The Ummim and the Thummim?
Yeah, we'll have to answer that. You know it?
There were stones that the priests would use to.
Había dos piedras que el sacerdote pondría en frente del Señor para tener respuesta.
One was a black and one was a white.
Uno era negro y uno era blanco.
And I think that they would. It seems very much like, you know, the eight ball that you put on your desk and you swirl it around and
parece
what comes
mucho
up.
Como el pelota de ocho que pones en tu escritorio y giras y te da una respuesta.
But this was the Old Testament. This is what they would do.
Este Antiguo Testamento es lo que hacen. So I want to make a comment here. Quiero hacer un comentario aquí. Many people think that there's something to luck in casting a lot. Mucha gente creen que había algo de suerte en tirando suertes, ¿no? However, it's not based on luck. Sin embargo, no está basado en suerte. The Proverbs dice that a man throws up a coin, que un hombre tira una moneda, and the Lord determines where it falls. El Señor determina donde se cae. And so, it's like Gideon. It's como Gideon. He puts out the fleece. Él pone la... Gideon, ¿dónde pone la cosa para que se caiga agua? ¿Cómo se llama?
Ropa.
Romanta, ajá. Where, okay, look, if everything else is wet but that, si todo lo demás está mojado y esto no, and vice versa. It's trusting in the providence of God and not trusting yourself. It's confiando en la providencia de Dios y no confiando en tu mismo. Now, I'm not saying on big life decisions. No estoy diciendo en those decisiones grandes de tu vida, flip a coin, tiras una moneda. But if you get two options, si tienes dos opciones and you don't know what to do, no sabes qué hacer, Proverbs says, throw a coin. Proverbs dice, tira una moneda. The Lord determines where it goes. El Señor determina donde cae, ¿no? And I'm not saying to do that. No estoy diciendo haces eso. I'm saying we trust the providence of God. Confiamos en providencia de Dios. So here with these stones, aquí con estas piedras, they would lay them before the Lord. Ellos lo tiran in front of the Señor, and they trusted the providence of God to make them fall. Ellos confiaron en la providencia de Dios que caen. ¿No?
I think whenever you see inquire of the Lord, typically that's what those stones were given.
Y donde ves inquirir del Señor, eso es donde esas piedras estaban mostradas.
And that's exactly right. It wasn't them throwing to chance or luck.
Y no era ellos tirando la suerte.
It was given to God's people so that they could determine what the will of our sovereign God was.
Estaba dado al pueblo del Señor para que ellos pudieran determinar cuál es la voluntad del Dios soberano.
But that's what I think.
Lo que creo, ¿no? Mi opinión. Amen.
So next is my favorite covenant of all.
El siguiente es mi pacto preferido.
I can't say that. The covenant of grace ought to be our favorite covenant.
El pacto de gracia debe ser nuestro pacto preferido.
But the old covenants of promise.
Pero los antiguos pactos de promesa.
We're at the last one.
Estamos en el último.
The covenant made with David.
El pacto hecho con David.
And it's not because David is my favorite character.
Y no es porque David es mi caricatura preferido.
Of the Bible, though
de la Biblia.
How could you read the Psalms and not
Pero
love David?
¿Cómo puedes leer los Salmos y no quiero David más que todos los demás?
I say that because my wife said he was a womanizer.
Yo digo esto porque mi esposa dijo que era machista.
So I have to be careful saying, oh man, I love David.
Entonces tengo que tener cuidado de decir yo amo David. He repented.
He repented.
Él arrepintió.
Yeah, as he had his hundreds of wives.
Él tenía muchas esposas. Not as many as his son, no. No muchos como su hijo.
That's right. His son was worse. Which is interesting because he's the seed.
Que es interesante que él es semejante.
The covenant that God makes with David here is the last of the covenant of promise.
El pacto que Dios hace aquí con David es el último de promesa.
And so we are going to see the final covenant of revelation.
Entonces vamos a ver el pacto final de revelación.
And as I already mentioned this morning, and we've been mentioning over and over, it's the last element of God's purpose in the covenant.
Y como mencioné, hemos mencionado muchos, es el último elemento del pacto de Dios.
God's covenantal purpose is to have a people.
El propósito del pacto de Dios es tener un pueblo.
That they would have a dwelling place, a land.
Que ellos tienen una tierra.
That they would have the blessing of his relationship and his presence.
Que tengan la bendición de su presencia, su persona.
And that they would be in a great kingdom with dominion.
Y que serán en un gran reino con dominio.
These are the things that Adam was given and he lost in the covenant of works.
Estas eran las cosas que fue dado a Adán y él perdió en las obras, pacto de obras. He said, do you think it would be beneficial to read de donde, brother?
De Éxodo
28. 36 a 43. Okay. Do you think it would be beneficial to look at verse 39 through 43 in Exodus 28?
Exodus 28. Yeah, we could go on.
Podemos seguir.
Which verses in particular?
39 through 43.
Oh, the end there.
The priest.
Sure, yeah, we can read through that.
Sí, claro.
Maybe not today, maybe next week.
Maybe, tal vez no hoy.
We got to move on to David, though, so while we're here.
Tenemos que mover a David, entonces mientras estamos aquí.
And here we go on with the priestly garments, Exodus 28. Verse 39 through the end of the chapter.
Éxodo 28 a 39, seguimos con la vestidura del sacerdote.
And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework.
Y brodarás un túnico de lino, y harás un mitra de lino, y harás también un cinto de obra de recamador.
And for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them for glory and for beauty.
Y para los hijos de Aarón harás túnicas, también les harás cintos, y les harás tiaras para honra y hermosura.
Now, I think Brother Edwin wanted us to do this.
Lo que creo que hermano Edwin quería que hacemos esta.
To get me in trouble with Pastor Jonathan.
Para meterme en problemas con Pastor Jonathan.
Because this is really going to steal his thunder for the sermon.
Porque esta va a quitar su potencia del sermón.
But let's read on.
Pero seguimos leyendo.
And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Y con ellos vestirás a Aarón, su hermano, y a sus hijos con él, y los ungirás, a los los consagrarás, y santificarás para que sean mis sacerdotes.
Now, this is moving on from the high priest's garments.
Esto está moviendo de los vestiduras de sumo sacerdote.
To the garments of the other priests.
A los vestiduras de los otros sacerdotes.
Now, before we read the next verse.
Antes que leemos el siguiente versículo.
Don't y'all go, I see some of y'all looking. Don't read the next
verse. No
version.
Miras el siguiente versículo, espera.
This speaks of what we mentioned, that revelation that Christ has made us kings and priests.
Esta habla de lo que mencionamos en Apocalipsis, que Dios nos ha hecho reyes y sacerdotes.
Because the work that the old covenant could not accomplish.
Por la obra de lo que no podía cumplir el antiguo pacto.
In essence, it could not bring the people near to God.
En esencia, no podía traer al pueblo cerca a Dios.
The people couldn't be priests.
La gente no podían ser sacerdotes.
They couldn't minister or serve before the Lord.
No podían servir en frente del Señor.
They couldn't worship Him.
No podían adorarlo.
Not right, not as God had purposed.
No como Dios ha propuesto.
And so the beauty we see here,
la hermosura que vemos aquí,
is that Christ
es que Cristo
makes us priests,
nos hace sacerdotes
unto God,
hacia Dios.
What does that say?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
That all God's covenant people now.
Todo el gente del pacto de Dios ahora.
Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Adora a él en espíritu y en verdad.
We come before the presence of God.
Venimos en frente de la presencia de Dios.
And He's provided us.
Y él nos ha probado.
With garments to do that.
Con vestiduras para hacer esto.
Now the high priest's garment, of course, points us to Christ.
La sumo sacerdote vestidura nos apunta a Cristo.
This points us more to us, the people under Christ.
Este nos apunta más a la gente abajo de Cristo.
Listen to what verse 41 says.
Mira lo que dice el versículo 41.
Thou shalt anoint them.
Y los ungirás.
And consecrate them.
Y los consagrarás.
And sanctify them.
Y santificarás.
That they may minister unto me in the office of a priest.
Para que sean mis sacerdotes.
That they can worship me too.
Para que ellos también puedan adorarme.
Because of the work of the high priest.
Por la obra del sumo sacerdote.
Now listen to what verse 42 goes on.
Escucha lo que dice el versículo 42.
And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness. From the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach.
Y harás calzoncillos de lino para cubrir su desnudez. Serán desde los lomos hasta los muslos.
Now, there's a lot to be said about clothing throughout Scripture.
Hay mucho por decir sobre ropa en toda la Escritura.
Remember, we talked about Shakespeare, and he takes a word and he weaves it throughout the story, and there's like a story within a story.
¿Recuerdas que hablamos de Shakespeare, que él toma una palabra y mezcla con otra palabra y hace una historia entre una historia?
There's many things in the Old Testament or throughout Scripture that do this.
Hay muchas cosas en el Antiguo Testamento en la Escritura que hace eso.
The revelation plays on a lot of that.
Apocalipsis se juega con todo eso.
But what do we know about naked? What do you read? Cover their nakedness. What do you think of?
Pero
what's the first thing you think of?
¿Qué piensas de recubrir su desnudez?
The garden.
El jardín.
What's the first thing they realized when they sinned?
¿Cuál es la primera cosa que ellos se dan cuenta cuando pecaron?
The Bible says that they realized they were naked.
La Biblia dice que ellos tomaron cuenta que estaban desnudos.
And what does it say about how they felt about that?
¿Y qué dices sobre qué pensaban de esto?
They were ashamed.
estaban avergonzados.
Now before that, they were naked, but they were not ashamed.
Antes de eso, estaban desnudos y sin vergüenza.
In a state of innocency.
En un estado de inocencia.
Before the fall and sin had overcome their heart.
Antes de caída y pecado ha ganado su corazón.
So what do we see that Christ has done here? He's made us priests unto the Lord.
¿Qué vemos que Cristo ha hecho? Nos hace esos sacerdotes al Señor.
And the thing about the garden when they fell, they were naked, they were ashamed, and what did they do when God came?
Y la cosa del jardín, cuando ellos cayeron, estaban desnudos y caídos y estaban avergonzados.
When Christ walks into the garden to fellowship with them,
cuando Cristo vino para comunar con ellos, ¿qué hicieron?
They hid.
Ellos se escondieron.
Christ clothes them.
Cristo los viste a ellos.
To cover their nakedness.
Para cubrir su desnudez.
So that when we come to minister to the Lord.
Para que cuando venimos a servir al Señor.
We need not be ashamed.
No necesitamos ser avergonzados.
When we read Hebrews and it says that we come boldly before the throne.
Cuando leemos en Hebreos dice que venimos con confianza en frente del trono.
We don't understand that like a lot of the church might understand that.
No entendemos esto como mucho de la iglesia tal vez entiende esto.
That we can come barging into His presence and
que podemos entrar a su presencia con mucho orgullo.
We're cool with the Lord now.
Somos cuates con el Señor ahora.
We come boldly before His
Nosotros
throne.
Nosotros venimos con confianza en frente del trono.
No.
No.
We come before the Holy of Holies.
Venimos en frente al lugar santísimo.
And we don't need to be ashamed.
Y no tenemos que ser avergonzados.
Because we're clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
Porque estamos vestidos con la justicia de Cristo.
We come to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Venimos a boda de Cordero.
And we need not be afraid.
Y no tenemos que temerarnos.
Because we've been given wedding garments.
Porque estamos dado vestiduras de boda.
The Father will not come to us and say, "What are you wearing?"
El Padre no va a venir a nosotros a decir ¿qué tienes puesto?
Because we trust in the clothing that Christ has given
porque confiamos en la ropa que Cristo nos ha dado.
Verse 43.
Versículo 43.
And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons.
Y estarán sobre Aarón y sobre sus hijos.
When they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, the holy place.
Cuando entran en el tabernáculo en reunión o cuando el lugar santísimo.
When they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place.
O cuando se acercaran al altar para servir en el santuario.
That they bear not iniquity and die.
Para que no lleven pecado y mueren.
It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him.
Estatuto perpetuo para él y para su descendencia después de él.
When we come to the Lord's Supper tonight.
Cuando venimos a la cena del Señor hoy.
Discerning rightly,
discerniendo correctamente.
What we discern,
lo que discernimos,
is that it's not my worthiness.
Es lo que no es mi dignidad.
It's that Christ has taken away our iniquity.
Es que Cristo ha quitado mi iniquidad.
When we come to that table,
y venimos a esta mesa,
we come in faith.
Venimos en fe.
That we do not bear our sins.
Que no cargamos nuestro pecado.
Because Christ has covered it all.
Porque Cristo ha cubierto esto.
We are covered, we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
Somos cubiertos, estamos vestidos en la justicia de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll add, yo añada. I want you to think about the nation of Israel. Quiero que pienses en la nación de Israel. All this beauty in the things we saw today. Toda esa hermosura en las cosas hermosas que vemos hoy. And nations would come in and conquer the nation of Israel. And naciones venían a conquistar la nación de Israel. And these things had meaning. Esas cosas tenían significado. All these stones on the breastplate. Estas piedras en la coraza. And they were just carried off. Y solo fueron llevados. And you have a remnant of Israel. Tienes un remnante de Israel that weren't looking at those things being carried off. Que no estaban mirando esas cosas llevadas and saying, now we can't worship the Lord. Ahora no podemos adorar al Señor. They looked past them. Miraron pasado esto. But they did see the significance of them. Pero sí lo vieron que significaba esas cosas. Because they preach. Porque ellos predicaban. These things preached Christ. Esas cosas predicaban Cristo. Oh, we saw that. Vemos esto. Amen. ¿Preguntas o comentarios, questions or comments? Me hace pensar tomando los piedras en los hombros. Dice el gobierno será sobre sus hombros.
That's referring more to his authority.
Este es refiriendo más de su autoridad.
But you know, there's the scripture has so many allusions.
Pero la escritura tiene muchos pinturas.
And an allusion is sort of a reference to something.
Y una pintura es una referencia a algo.
And it sort of plays on what that thing represents.
Y juega sobre la cosa que representa.
Noah asked about the wings from Revelation 12 a couple of weeks ago.
Noah preguntó sobre las alas de Apocalipsis 12 hace unas semanas.
So, I mean, yeah, the wings mean something.
Los alas significa algo.
We don't want to make too much of stuff.
No queremos hacer más allá de lo que es.
And we don't want to force fit things that maybe don't quite fit.
Y no tenemos que forzar cosas que tal vez no caben.
So the easiest, you know, so the wings represent God's given her a means of escape.
Las alas representa que Dios ha dado un medio de escape.
God's provided for her a way to flee from the enemy.
Dios ha probado una forma que ella huye del enemigo.
And more important, he's given her a place where she'll be nourished.
Y más importante, ha dado un lugar donde puede ser alimentada.
Somebody mentioned the prophet passage about they'll mount up with wings as eagles.
Alguien mencionó pasaje en Isaías que van a montar como alas.
And I think that's a good illusion.
Y creo que es buena pintura.
It may not be exactly what's meant by Revelation, but surely God's given his people a means that they will ride above the things of this world.
Tal vez no es exactamente lo que quiere decir Apocalipsis, pero seguramente Dios ha dado un medio que el pueblo del Señor sobre este mundo será.
That they will overcome.
Que ellos van a vencer.
We are more than conquerors.
Somos más de vencedores.
But you know the allusion to the shoulders. I think really the emphasis is the burden of our sins that he bore.
Entonces la ilustración de los hombros es más la carga que él cargó por nosotros.
But that's you know. And like I say, so we need to be careful with the types.
Tenemos que tener cuidado con los tipos.
That we don't just go like way out in left field with them.
Que no salimos del campo con
and try to make everything fit.
Y hacer que todo cabe.
But the things that when we read it, it's so obvious.
Pero las cosas cuando leemos es tan obvio.
And I think that as we continue to grow and read and learn more of Christ,
y creo que mientras leemos y seguimos creciendo en Cristo,
that these things begin to pop.
Que esas cosas empiezan de
the whole of Scripture
salir.
Just comes together.
Todas las escrituras se juntan.
And when that happens,
y cuando eso pasa,
I think our doctrine is right.
Creo que nuestra doctrina es correcta.
God is exalted.
Dios es exaltado.
Christ is glorified.
Cristo es glorificado. So, you know, you can think it like this. Puedes pensarlo así. Some people take types and shadows. Unos toman tipos y sombras like we've been seeing, como hemos visto, and say there must be a New Testament equivalent. Y dice que tiene que tener un equivalente en Nuevo Testamento. So we'll take the Ark of the Covenant. Tenemos el Arca de Pacto. What's the equivalent? ¿Cuál es el equivalente? We don't have an Ark. No tenemos un Arca. No, we don't have, because the Spirit is in us, porque el Espíritu está dentro de nosotros. So the Spirit's not seated between these two angels. El Espíritu no está sentado en medio de estos dos ángeles. So we have to be careful not to try to impose things. Tenemos que tener cuidado a no tratar de imponer cosas. But we must also realize their reason. Pero también tenemos que darnos cuenta de su razón. All of this that we just read, todo lo que acabamos de leer about the clothing of the priest, sobre el vestidor del sacerdote. I remember one time I was reading in Leviticus. Recuerdo que una vez estaba leyendo en Levítico. It explained in chapter 10, lo explica en capítulo 10, what these priests had to do to go into this place. Lo que el sacerdote tenía que hacer para entrar a ese lugar. They had to take blood and put it on the big toe. Tuvieron que tomar sangre y poner en su dedo grande. Why? ¿Por qué? Why was it necessary to put blood on your toe? ¿Por qué era necesario poner sangre en tu dedo? It has a meaning. tiene un significado. And we can't just say God did that just to do that. No podemos decir que Dios solo hizo esto para hacerlo. But we can also take that, pero no podemos decir esto también, and say, okay, every time somebody comes in here, todas las veces que alguien entra aquí, you have to put grape juice on your big toe. Tienes que poner jugo de uva en tu dedo grande. So everybody take your shoe off and put it on your toe. Todos quiten su zapato y ponen en tu dedo. And so we see that they preach. Vemos que ellos predican. But we have the reality in Christ. Pero tenemos la realidad en Cristo. I want to go back to what we were talking about, the point of the priest. We started talking about a type of Christ. But when we finish the text, we talk about a type of the church. And that calls us to something. And what Word of God is telling us, the holiness that there must be in the church. When we go to 1 Peter 2:9, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. This calls us to something. The holiness that was required by the priests. It must be something central to the church. Amen. Because Christ said, be holy, because I'm holy. The holiness is important before the church. Amen. So it says that, like brother said, our righteousness is filthy rags. But this isn't to say that we shouldn't fight to be holy. The work of the Christian is to be holy before the Lord all the time. It says that one verse says that keeping our clothing. Amen. It's exactly what we talked about Wednesday night. It's lo que vemos miércoles, no? The gospel of Jesus Christ has an effect on us. El Evangelio de Jesucristo tiene efecto en nosotros. Every time you see the nation of Israel go down, cada vez que ves la nación de Israel va por abajo, you have wicked men putting on these clothes. Tienes hombres malvados poniendo esa ropa. I think about Eli, pienso de Eli, and his sons y sus hijos. With Samuel, and they were dressed in these clothes. Ellos estaban vestidos en esta ropa, and they were doing wicked things. Ellos estaban haciendo las cosas malvados, no. And so, what the clothing shows here, lo que la ropa enseña aquí, is symbolic of what Christ does internally to us. Es simbólico de lo que Cristo hace internamente en nosotros, and that's reflected in how we live. Y esto está reflejado en cómo vivimos, that we walk in holiness not to gain our righteousness. Andamos en santidad no para ganar nuestra justicia. Christ did that. Cristo hizo esto. And our freedom in Christ, y nuestra libertad en Cristo, is so that we don't have to trust in our own righteousness to fulfill his requirement. Es que no tenemos que confiar en nuestra propia justicia para cumplir lo que él requiere. But our freedom is to walk in righteousness because of what he's done. Pero nuestra libertad es andar en justicia por lo que él hizo. No? And so our freedom is to his glory. Nuestra libertad es a su gloria. It's a freedom from having to dress like this. Es una libertad de tener que vestir así. Because we are dressed like this in Christ. Porque estamos vestidos así en Cristo. And we're it's like Brother AJ was saying. Es como hermano AJ dijo. That place hadn't changed. Este lugar no ha cambiado. And I think we have in our minds that it's changed. Y creo que hemos tenido nuestras mentes que ha cambiado. So once a year, the priest would enter in and God would come down. Una vez al año, el sacerdote entra y Dios baja. That presence hasn't changed. Esta presencia no ha cambiado. When you come with confidence, cuando tú vengas con confianza, it's the same presence. It's the misma presencia. And we shouldn't lose that reverence for that. Y no debemos perder esta reverencia por esta. And it's a holy life that honors the Lord in that. Es una vida santa que honra al Señor en esto. Amen.
And the actual righteousness of the covenant people, the actual holiness of the covenant people.
La justicia o santidad real de gente de pacto
is seen more, and we'll talk about this when we finish the Davidic covenant.
Es visto más y vamos a terminar hablando esto cuando terminamos el pacto de David.
Many of the promises given by the prophets.
Muchos de las promesas dado a los profetas
were about the people and their behavior.
Se trataba del pueblo y su portamiento.
And their holiness.
Y su santidad.
So that when Christ gets to the Sermon on the Mount,
para cuando Cristo llega al Sermón del Monte,
you can say, this is what the kingdom looks like.
Él está diciendo, esto es como ve el reino.
It's a people of righteousness.
Es un pueblo de justicia.
Not imputed righteousness.
No justicia imputada.
Behavioral practicing righteousness.
La práctica de la justicia.
They will keep my commandments.
Ellos van a guardar mis mandamientos.
And the prophets bring that in because,
y los profetas traen este porque,
as we've been looking at, these covenants,
como hemos visto, esos pactos,
couldn't accomplish God's purpose.
No podían cumplir el propósito de Dios.
It was only a picture and a shadow of Christ accomplishing.
Solo era una pintura y sombra de lo que Cristo cumplió.
And then the prophets build on that.
Y los profetas construyen sobre esto.
So we have the revelation of these old covenants of promise.
Tenemos la revelación de estos pactos de promesa.
And then you have this age of prophets.
Y tienes ese día siglo de profetas.
Where they begin to expound on what the new covenant will bring.
Que ellos empiezan a exponer lo que va a traer nuevo pacto.
And the focus,
y el foque,
is personal holiness.
Es santidad. It's like someone, the people would wait for someone to go to represent them to God to make them holy. But when we read the scriptures, the Bible says we are the temple and the habitat of the Holy Spirit. This is even more profound. We don't need to go to a place. Now He comes to us. And that's what the text tells us. He dwells in us, and when we go to Him, we don't have to present in the same way the priest presented himself. Because we don't have to go to a place. He's in us. Amen. Amen. And that should give us more reason for holiness. Nos debe dar más razón por santidad. Amen.